Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Secretary of State John Kerry and top European officials are sharply criticizing Russia for its actions in Ukraine and Syria. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Moscow's threatening European security.
NATO does not seek confrontation, and we don't want a new Cold War. At the same time, our response has to be firm.
Russia's prime minister is accusing the West of rekindling the Cold War. The Red Cross says it's been able to get into the Yemeni city of Taiz, which is central to Yemen's civil war. It's the first time in 7 months aid workers have been able to enter the city. And NPR's Allison Mews reports they delivered 3 tons of medical supplies.
The Red Cross calls the delivery a breakthrough. Taiz is one of the most contested fronts in Yemen, where Houthi rebels who forced Yemen's Saudi-backed government into exile are holding back loyalist forces. International rights groups have accused the rebels of cutting off civilians from basic goods. The Houthis took over Taiz last March. Days later, neighboring Saudi Arabia announced an air war aimed at reinstating the exiled government. Saudi Arabia views the Houthis as a proxy of rival Iran and has enforced a tight naval blockade. The UN says Yemen is on the brink of famine. The Red Cross is meanwhile assessing how a fatal attack on one of its convoys will impact operations. Allison Mews, NPR News, Beirut.
The National Weather Service has put nearly all of New England under a wind chill warning. New England Public Radio's Carrie Healy reports temperatures are expected to feel as cold as 30 below across much of the region.
At these temperatures, exposed skin can lead to frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. Joseph Schmidt is vice chair of emergency medicine at Bay State Medical Center.
If people are going to be outside, they really have to pay special attention to protecting those areas that are exposed.
Children and the elderly are most at risk, and Schmidt expects to see cases of frostbite and hypothermia coming into the emergency room all weekend. The hospital also warns of increased risk of heart attack as cold weather can make blood pressures go up. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Healy in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Pope Francis is spending his first full day in Mexico, first winding through the center of Mexico City in the Popemobile, where tens of thousands line the streets to welcome him. He then spoke to Mexico's political leaders at the National Palace.
La corrupción, el narcotráfico, la exclusión.
Francis addressed the drug violence, official corruption, and social ills that torment the country. In presidential politics, a reminder that the 6 remaining Republican presidential contenders will hold a debate this evening in South Carolina, a week before the state's GOP primary. This is NPR. 220,000 soldiers are fanning out across Brazil to raise awareness about the mosquito that's linked to the Zika virus. The World Health Organization is warning a neurological disorder linked to Zika is rising in Brazil, Colombia, El Salvador, Suriname, and Venezuela. Colombian officials said today more than 5,000 pregnant women in the country are infected with Zika. Florida says it has eliminated a pest that threatened its $1.5 billion agriculture industry. NPR's Greg Allen reports officials say they've successfully eradicated the oriental fruit fly.
The oriental fruit fly is an invasive pest detected in Miami-Dade County last fall. It's a destructive insect that lays its eggs in avocados, mangoes, papayas, and nearly 400 other crops. Florida declared an agriculture state of emergency and imposed a quarantine on farms within a 99-square-mile area. Affected fruit was stripped from trees and destroyed. Surrounding areas sprayed. After more than 3 months with no additional fruit flies found, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam has ordered the quarantine lifted. Florida says it will continue to monitor more than 50,000 traps it has throughout the state and quickly take action if it identifies fruit flies that threaten crops. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The conservation group World Wildlife Fund says a major ivory smuggling network in Congo has been dismantled. Congolese authorities arrested 3 traffickers and say they seized 66 pounds of ivory. WWF says poaching for ivory threatens the survival of the African forest elephant. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.